Thank you so much for listening. My name is Todd Christopher, and you're listening to Issues in Focus, issues that matter to you. Well, it's that time of year again, and for some, it's the most wonderful time of the year, but of course, for some of us, may be the very opposite because of grief, loneliness, due to maybe a loss of a loved one, spouse, or family member, maybe the loss of a relationship. Joining us today is Rob Jackson. He is a licensed counselor with Focus on the Family. Rob, it is an honor to have you with us today. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, Todd, it's my joy. Thanks for the invitation.
I was looking this up specifically with grief during the holidays. Almost 40% of Americans, almost half of us, deal with some sort of grief, loneliness during the holidays. I think sometimes we say, I'm okay, I'm dealing with my loss just fine. How do we know, especially at Christmas time with friends or family, that maybe I'm not really doing okay? What are those signs to look for?
Yeah, I would look for things like irritability, maybe more than usual, perhaps a desire to just kind of go off by yourself and isolate. I mean, there's always a place for solitude that can be healthy.
Yeah.
And even during holidays, I recommend people take time out just to be healthy. But if you're wanting to really escape, that would be a concern. Mm. Also, you might have more of an up and down moodiness and be caught by surprise that sometimes, you know, tears are wanting to roll down your cheeks and you don't really know why.
Yeah.
And I would just encourage the individual who gets in that moment to go ahead and lean into it. It's okay to be sad for someone you've lost. And it's true that you can have a mix of emotion. You can have that sorrow. You can also have some joy of being with the family members you're with this year.
You talk about avoiding unhealthy coping methods. What does that look like?
Well, you know, it can be the excess of eating too much or not enough. It
right.
can be people abusing alcohol. And then, of course, there's things like pornography and other things that are absolutely not. And so anything that is going to really distract you, hold your attention, almost captivate you, that's going to be an excess. And, of course, this time of year, we could even add into that, you know, shopping.
Yeah,
it's
right.
to give gifts, but there's a balance in everything.
Mm.
And so it could be, hey, I just want to go to the mall and shop till I drop kind of thing.
Right. Can social media be a part of that too, do you think?
That's a perfect example. I absolutely believe it can, because rather than dealing with the souls that are right here in front of me, you know, I've got my head down in a phone connecting with people that maybe I haven't seen in years, and in some cases, people I don't even know.
Right.
While, again, there can be a place for social media, I wish during holidays everybody would just put their phones away.
No kidding.
Know, when you roll up to the front door, put the phone away and be present with those that you're with.
Yeah, totally agree. What can grief and loss turn into if it's not dealt with in a timely or healthy way?
Well, clearly it can become depression.
Yeah.
And one of the things we note is when there's been a loss of a loved one, how that person passed can be more complicated. And so it's one thing to lose a family member who was elderly and we expected it, wasn't a complete surprise, versus someone who had an accident and we didn't see it coming.
Mm.
So if you find yourself several weeks after Christmas struggling, then by all means, give us a call, for example, at Focus on the Family, 800-A-FAMILY. We'd love to speak with you.
Yeah.
Or if you're prone to, you know, being on our website, go to focusonthefamily.com/tragedy. In either case, we're going to be able to serve you from those two points of entry.
We kind of talked a lot about symptoms. Let's talk about solutions. And you did bring up some. What ways can we deal with grief and loneliness and loss during Christmas?
Yeah. Well, learning to deal with grief, I think, is one of the best mental health tools you can have in your box. I would also say, as a Christian, more than acceptance, you hope to find your way into abiding in Christ, trusting that all of this loss, you know, been sovereignly ordained, and is something that you're going to get through, and you're going to get to the other side and be more like Christ in the process.
Yeah. amazing to think, you know, we think, well, I've lost someone, I'm in this depression mode, and we immediately think, well, I want to be alone, when the number one, the very opposite is what we really need, and that is to be with the church, the body of Christ, friends surrounding us. I think that's God's plan and purpose in the midst of
totally
that.
Totally agree.
So I want to make sure that our listeners have, you had mentioned the phone number, anyone who may be right now, maybe listening and dealing with this, to speak with someone on the other end. That is 1-800-A-FAMILY. That's 1-800-232-6459. That's the focus on the family number. And there are counselors on the other end there. Can you give out that website again, Rob? And maybe some other ways that people can connect, other resources.
Yeah, the website is simply focusonthefamily.com/tragedy.
Okay.
And there you'll be able to input your information and someone will be back in touch with you.
Yeah, fantastic. We've been talking with Rob Jackson. He's a licensed counselor with Focus on the Family. Rob, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much again for your time at addressing this issue, and I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Todd. We sure appreciate you, and thanks for hosting the broadcast today.
My pleasure. My name is Todd Christopher. You've been listening to Issues in Focus, issues that matter to you.